Hey, welcome back. Time to wrap up KER Politics. You know, we're talking about the level of angst in America that I find it to be really interesting. I have to tell you, I know we've been talking about COVID, we've been talking about, you know, the child immunizations, et cetera, et cetera. I quite frankly think the situation is really in the hands of the Democrats. I think they have made a huge mistake. I noticed that Governor Jay Inslee of Washington is not the fair-haired boy that he was considered to be even as short a period of time ago as a week. The anger that's being displayed by Democrats is rubbing off on society. When you look at expression on Nancy Pelosi's face when she's talking about the opposition, it's not good, clean competition. It's absolute hatred. You know, it's Chuck Schumer's the same way. Chuck Schumer comes across as being somebody who wants you to believe that he knows everything and he's a tough guy. You know, he's a New York brawler, etc., etc. The attitude uncivil of the Democrats right now, I think, is part of the reason that people are very, very angry. I mean, look at some of the hearings, for God's sakes, you know. And even some of the Republicans, I'm sorry, I have to say, fall into that category. Look at the turnaround of the good guy from Kentucky, i.e. Mitch McConnell, turned into a bit of a schmuck, don't you think?
I think a lot of the senior Republicans are very afraid to lose their power. I think they're very afraid of what's happening right now in America. You can call it Trumpism, or you can call it Save America. You can call it just pushback. And I think that is a threat to people that think they know how things work and they can control it. And that's, you know, with conservatives and, you know, Democrats and Republicans, is beginning to weigh on people's mind. I think the entire Trump, and I like to remind people of this, the entire Trump phenomenon from 2015 when he announced his run for the presidency, it wasn't about, you know, Donald Trump. People were frustrated with Washington. They were fed up with the Obama administration and what they had done for the previous years, and the Bush administration and the danger and the wars and the things that continued on for so long. They were fed up with a corrupt system and the media. They were fed up with a lot. And that, they made their statement by electing Donald Trump against Hillary Clinton, against the institution and the elite in 2016. The fight back was vicious from the powerful. They used every method they possibly could. They used the media continually to alienate him and anybody that supported him. They used law enforcement. They undermined the presidency all the way, you know, to the senior members of the Department of Justice, undermined the legitimacy of the president while they went through these incredible investigations. Congress did it. Basically, it was a no-holds-barred attack because they were afraid they were losing control, right. And it included senior Republicans. Burr from North Carolina, Senator Burr on the Health Intelligence Oversight Committee, Senate Intelligence Committee. He worked with Warner from Virginia, Democrat from Virginia, in order to ensure the investigations went forward on the Trump administration. Mitch McConnell was continually undermining the Trump, backstabbing the Trump administration from behind, but then pretending out to be forward and supportive of it because he was gaining some things out of it. What we see is a complete frustration with the system. And, you know, as hard as the intellectuals and the elitists and the people that are right now think they can control the population, they can't do it. People are frustrated and they're feeling it.
Well, let me ask you this. How detrimental do you think, in a very real sense, how detrimental is this going to be to the country? Are we looking at a major stab at the country, major, something that could really, I don't want to say turn us into a third world power, but something where we actually meaningfully slip in terms of being a world power?
I think we're right on the precipice.
Yeah.
I think the mistakes with the Biden administration right now, I mean, demographically, we are not the most populous place on the planet. You know, China and India, both rising economies, both very large, 1.3 billion people. India will surpass China fairly soon demographically because of the one-child policy that China set in the past. But they have, you know, completely different views of the world. They don't have a long-term historical perspective of the same basic freedoms and the policies that we have. The Europeans have lost a tremendous amount of influence and power because they're dependent upon energy from Russia, for instance, and they're dependent upon Chinese imports and to keep their manufacturing, to keep their population going. So it's a very difficult situation for the United States right now as we lose population, or we gain it from illegal movement, but we don't have a growing population, and our economic power is waning. Our military power is spread all over the world and waning, with really incredibly bad decision making at the senior Pentagon leadership right now, as we saw in Afghanistan, as we see with woke policies, we see with these mandatory vaccinations against people that don't need it because of their ages and their health. And they're threatening 60,000 Guard members around the country. That's almost 10%. It's 8% of the overall U.S. National Guard force. And they're only reaching 40% of their recruitment goals right now. They're in a tremendous difficult problem, and they don't accept why. These things will have a long-term impact on American power, and it is undermining the legitimacy of the nation. It's undermining the stability of the world, and you're going to face authoritarian pressures all over the place in order to stop, in order to counter our growth and our capability to come back. It's going to be a tough haul to get back to credibility.
Well, given the fact that you have a what I would call more than slightly formidable foe in China, the Chinese are much sharper than we are, quite frankly.
They've got a vision.
They've got a vision, and they don't put up with idiots like Schumer and Pelosi and the rest of it. Nancy Pelosi would be in jail in China, for God's sakes. And I don't know that Chuck Schumer would be, because I don't follow him that closely. But with some of the stuff that Pelosi does, they just throw her in jail, and they would no compunction whatsoever.
Well, I always laugh at the pundits that are so destructive towards, say, the Trump policy or towards the opposition, you know. And in China, you do that, and it's an offense that will put you in prison.
Right.
If you even question it. And I think there's a fantastic set of videos. I mean, they're very scary videos talking about the policies right now of a daily QR code to keep your status green so you can actually move, travel, or buy things in China without COVID testing. And they have masses of people lined up to get COVID testing every single day.
Yeah.
Total control. They set controls for their entire 1.3 billion people in the population as best they can. I mean, it's basically major urban areas. But that's the type of control system that they will have if we continue down this road. And the first people that will be gone will be the ones that make the count, the Rachel Maddows, the people that are arguing to destroy our system, the 1619 Project woman, Nancy Pelosi. These people would be gone in a heartbeat. They need to protect this nation. They need to stand up for it and quit lying about saying they're doing it when in fact they're undermining it every single day.
Right. Agree 1,000%. It's really a shame, but we have a bit of psychological warfare going on in our neighborhood right now, and it's really interesting. The amount of angst, etc., that's resulting from all of this is absolutely incredible. People can look you in the eye and tell you an absolute bald-faced lie, and if you don't believe it, they don't care. My daughter didn't go to her stepmother's funeral she had political issues with Kathy. That's just bullshit, and life in general is getting to be too complicated, in my opinion. So, there you have it. KER politics, a lot of anger, a lot of, I would even use the word vitriol. Jim, always a pleasure. You're a prince. Thank you.
You bet, Al. We've got to get back to some normalcy.
We got to try.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.